You're listening to the Church of Christ podcast. My name is Levi Christ. I am an artist, an actor, and spiritual practitioner. And this season, I am turning the lyric into the lesson. The song is the sermon. I'm going to pick a song of mine, do a deep dive, and come out with a practical spiritual principle that I believe will help you get tangible results on your way to radical self-improvement. Hey, you bless me for being here, and I'm going to do my best to bless you back. Let's feel good right here, right now. Oh, it feels so good to be back. Oh, pretty babies, how have you been? This is your pal, Levi. Welcome to episode 15 of the Church of Christ podcast. That's season two. Season 2, episode 15. Pleased to have you here. And once again, I'm just going to settle into this space and just open myself to a real life conversation with you, opening my heart to you, seeing your heart opening up. We're going to connect. We're going to have a great time today. And listen, I've been enjoying this format on season 2. And if you have too, if you've been enjoying kind of doing a deep dive into these songs and finding a spiritual principle that is practical, tangible, relatable, and immediately usable, please go to Apple iTunes podcast platform, and I would love your review. It's super easy. If you sort of tap 5 stars and drop a few words letting me know what you think about the podcast, it really does a lot for the visibility of the podcast. And hey, I do have a perk for you if you do that. If you share your review on Facebook or Instagram and tag me at Levi Christ, or you can email the screenshot of your reviews to levi@levichrist.com, either one, you will automatically be entered to win a prize package of merch from levichrist.shop valuing over $200. That drawing is going to happen in December at the end of this season. So I want you to be in the running. So just knock that out. Knock that out for me. No new reviews to read. So y'all, come on now. I want to see some new reviews on there. It helps the visibility of the podcast. I do have an announcement. We've got the very next virtual concert series happening on July 25th. And I will be doing the Broadway the Keys album. I went back and listened to some of the live streams that started like just when we all started isolating ourselves last year in March. And I really kind of enjoyed how imperfect they were. You know, I think a lot of the virtual concerts, I've been very proud to have them super polished, including a lot of behind the scenes and documentary footage and really trying to make it an event. But I think for the remainder of the virtual concerts this year, I'm going to stick with like camera on, have the experience, all of the imperfections, and just reminisce with the memories that I have with you with these songs. And that's what's going to be like on July 25th, Broadway at the Keys album. We'll be there from start to finish. And hey, if you don't have tickets already, you can always go to levichrist.com/tix to get tickets to the next virtual concert series. So here I'm going to do a little conversation this month in anticipation of this virtual concert. We're going to go through 4 different songs on Broadway at the Keys album. And while they are covers, Broadway covers, I want to see if I am capable of tapping into what that thing was that drew me to the song and find ourselves having a substantial spiritual conversation around them. It's going to be a challenge for me because it's so natural to do that with songs that I've written because they're such a natural extension of how I express myself and what I was going through spiritually at the time. So we're going to see how we do. But as you know, I'm trying this season to not pre-plan and make things super structured and like just cold and presentational. I'm really trying to just like spare the moment, what comes to mind, share that. So let's look at a song that is dear to me. I loved including this song on my album, Broadway at the Keys. If you don't know the album, by the way, it was my interpretation of Broadway covers, stripped down, just piano vocal. And I did that because I don't know of many Broadway albums that aren't really produced. A lot of bravado, like just sort of like this big showy thing. And I was more interested in seeing the heart and soul of the songwriter, you know, and really kind of feeling my way through the nuances of the lyric and stripping it all down. So I did that with Corner of the Sky from Pippin. And so as I'm sitting here contemplating what it meant to me to choose that song and how we can, you and I here, can have a conversation about what that means. One of the lyrics that sticks out to me is like the usage of the word belong, like rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. This yearning to belong to somewhere, some place, something, some dream, as it says, people like the way dreams have of sticking to the soul. And I cannot imagine that you do not have a dream of your own sticking to your soul. At every age, I feel like there is an inherent impulse that a spark that is within every single one of us to one degree or another that wants to articulate a part of ourselves creatively. I've been trying to find a way, as you can tell by the way that I'm searching for the words. I'll just say to my words, I think that a part of being made in the image of Godness, hot source, whatever you call it, is that let's just take the creation, the mythology of creation, you know, that God created, spoke this into existence, created this, visioned this, and on the sixth day he rested. If we are made in the image of this this higher power, this source, we have an inherent instinct, an inherent need to express ourselves creatively, to create the world around us, and to create means by which we are expressing ourselves. You're never going to get over that, I think. And I do acknowledge that it lives within some people minimally, and it lives with others as an obsession. I'd probably be the latter, and I don't know that that'll ever go away, because in every new chapter of my life, I find myself incredibly, with an incredible yearning to find a means by which to express myself creatively through art. But I want us to start with acknowledging, I guess, that is within your inherent nature. And it is to be honored as a characteristic of your divine self. Like, that is a divine gift. That is a characteristic of the divine, of source, of higher power, of God, made in the image of this source, of this higher power, of this God, is your inherent need to create, to dream, to find your corner of the sky. And I did not see this conversation around this song as something egoic, as in having accolades or acknowledgement from other people. I see this as a means of self-expression and self-satisfaction, being able to look at your handiwork and say, I am well pleased. You know, and I think that is I think it's inherent in all of us. And I think it's important to acknowledge that and to honor that and to give it an outlet somehow. So what does it look like for you? Because I mean, we're all different, right? It may be as simple as my mother used to have this really lovely outlet for cross stitching, and it was colorful and creative for her, and she would cross-stitch these little country, little like, you know, country blue on the canvas and frame it up with these little messages that scriptures or whatnot. But it was her means of creating, of expressing. On a more serious level, I know there's a girlfriend of mine who is so gifted as a nurse, and her ability to just barrel through these long, tedious shifts and to give of herself in a way that genuinely makes a difference in the lives of others. That is beautiful. So I don't know what your corner of this guy looks like. But I want to turn this, what would I want? I would want to turn the sense of desperation into that sense of lack, that sense of grasping, that sense of reaching, that sense of clenching on to any last moment and hope of maybe something, into the havingness of it, the appreciation of its presence already within your DNA, how it's already resting within your divine nature. Okay, so this is where we're going. There are two ways. There are two ways to move forward in actualizing your corner of the sky. You can act desperate about it, or you can act as if it already exists. And those two things are completely different energies. And because you know it's all about the vibration in which you are carrying through each day, the vibration will attract that which is equal to it. There is a need for you to be aware when you're coming from a place of lack, of reaching to some point in time, some destination that is going to suddenly make everything okay. I hope I'm getting to you here. I have found myself thinking about things that I desire in my career or in other things or relationships or whatnot, from a place of lack and need and desperation. And if I am spending time in the vibration of not having itness, then guess what? I'm going to perpetuate the not having itness. I'm just not going to attract that which I am constantly vibrating the lack of. However, I believe that everything that occurs to us is deliberate, planted there by a higher source, the higher power, source, God, whatever. And ding, 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 pay attention. It already comes equipped. It comes fully equipped to actualize it in your life exactly the way it should be actualized. That's right. That which occurs to us to express, to do, to desire, to dream of, the birthing of that idea was a divine gift from the divine source. And divine source would not have nudged you in that direction had it not inherently equipped you with the ability to actualize that. You hear me? That dream would not have occurred to you had it not already come equipped by the universe for you to actualize it with grace and ease. And that grace and ease is yours to the degree that you can resonate with that grace and ease. The more that you can resonate with this, I am convinced that all I need is right here, right now. There is nothing that I desire that is not already on its way to me. And it may not look exactly the way I had envisioned in the past, but I am open and willing to realize that the universe fully supports me, fully supports my dreams, fully supports this vision that I am holding. And I know that this infinite intelligence knows exactly how to bring it about with mathematical precision, with perfection. them's two different vibrations, isn't it? Yeah. I think that's the best give that I can give you about this song. Consider that desire to belong, that dream that sticks to your soul, that corner of the sky. Hold it as something sacred. Hold it as something essential to your well-being. Hold it as something that is a divine gift given to you, inherent within your DNA, made in the image of a God that wants to create eternally, always expanding, always creating. You'll never reach an ending point, by the way. It's like we oftentimes think that that ending point is like, oh, I finally got that. Well, but there will be an impulse that emerges right after that moment of, quote, arrival, to where your spirit is going to yearn for the joy of expressing yet another expanded version of what you just accomplished. It never ends because it's a part of who we are as God beings, as divine beings. So embrace that, accept it, it's there. It is a wonderful thing. And know that it exists fully supported by a universe that only knows yes, that only knows abundance and prosperity and potential and possibility, infinite potential, infinite possibility. So rest in that. Wade into that water and let it just cover you and come from that vibration. And you'll find that synchronicity works on your behalf. It's easy to say, but the key is know when you're in alignment with that idea, because synchronicity can't work on the behalf of your expansion if you're vibrating in limitation. Synchronicity will not assist your expansion if you are rooted in the vibration of limitation. Self-awareness, just be aware of that, right? Every single day, just like, and it's okay if you're in a vibration that is of lack and is sort of like, it's fine. Like, accept it, observe it, try to create a little distance between you and that. And well, tomorrow's a new day, you know? It's the knowing, it's the knowledge of this that begins to break it apart real nicely, real nicely. So remember that. I think that that's an important distinction. How do we approach these dreams, these goals that stick to our soul? How do we handle them? Are we handling them sacredly? Are we handling them in a way that feels opulent and abundant and possibility and rich with infinite potential? Or are we clinching to every inch that we have? I think that's all that's on my heart to say today about that. I am constantly reminding myself as I continue to dream of more, desire more, enjoy the visions of more expanded experiences. I'm always super aware to resonate with it. Like, get it in my body. Let me almost convince myself in the moment that I'm already there. What does it look like? Let's envision a scenario, something that might occur if that were the case, and feel it in my bones, feel it in my body. Play, imagine. Because if you can imagine yourself there, if you can imagine scenarios, if you can sit in joy and kind of daydream from that perspective, you're creating. That's why I say 100 million times, imagine paradise. You're the highest experience that you can imagine for yourself, for any area of your life, right? Yeah. So just be aware of how you're approaching these dreams and these goals, and are you holding them as sacred? And how's your vibration around it? Because you can always tweak that and be aware of that every single day. I think I'm going to leave it at that today. I want to go on an entirely different tangent about this because, and maybe it just merits a sentence or two. I think a lot of us have the temptation of our attaching an egoic identification with this specific point in the future somewhere that we've decided that means we've made it. And if we have or have not gotten to that point in an imaginary timeline, we judge ourselves or resent others or have this whole spiral based on this egoic identification of some elusive point in time that we have defined and said, I've made it. That is absolute BS. BS. Please, oh my God, and I see it a million times with people who've been in my industry. They think that they've defined in their mind a specific point, something elusive, something on some sort of timeline, that if they think that they've done this or this or this, then they can go ahead and have permission to feel good about themselves or feel good about their lives and have this egoic attachment, this sense of self-importance because they've gotten there. It's never going to fulfill you. First of all, it's outside of spiritual principle because I've already mentioned that that impulse to create, that impulse to expand, that impulse to reach out and imagine more, vision greater, open yourself up completely to an infinite potential that can take you even further than what you've envisioned before. That's never going to end. So it's actually limiting, in my opinion, to allow your ego to be attached to one specific thing. Just stay open. Hold things lightly. Hold things lightly. And it's not about your ego. It's not about that. I mean, don't get me started on the it's all about being of service to the world. Dreams and goals. If you can enjoy them as being a part of this beautiful orchestration of life unfolding and expanding through you as you, that is always going to feel much more fulfilling than approaching that sacred tendency to create from an egoic standpoint. Yeah, I think that's a great thing to add to this conversation. Can you allow this creative impulse to expand, to live and breathe through you as you and reveal divinity through you? Or are you increasing that constrictive energy by attaching your ego to it? Bam. There it is. That's good. So there's some good things to think about. If any of this sort of resonated with you, sit on it for a little while. Again, treat that impulse as sacred. Know that it shows up completely equipped by the universe to actualize it with grace and ease. And keep your ego out of it. Keep your ego out of it and enjoy the fact that you are this living, breathing, spiritual being that this infinite creativity wants to express through you. It's just a part of being the beautiful creature that you are. I'll leave you with this. I'll play Quarter of the Sky from my album Broadway the Keys. And remember, you can get your tickets to the virtual concert for Broadway the Keys on July 25th by going to levichrist.com/tix. Listen, I appreciate you all so much for listening. I've enjoyed seeing this podcast grow, and it's felt risky to go in without an action plan for every episode this season. But I think that the majority of these conversations have been so good, and I've just enjoyed so much your feedback. So feel free to share that feedback on the official Facebook group. Remember, imagine paradise for yourself. What is your paradise? Imagine it, because paradise is yours to the degree that you can imagine it. Have a lovely rest of the week, and we'll talk to you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Everything has its season. Everything has its time. Show me a reason and I'll soon show you. Yeah. written on the window seat. Children fit in the snow. So why do I feel I don't fit in anywhere I go? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner. I'm in the sky. Every man has his daydream. Every man has his goal. People like the way dreams have of sticking to the sun. Thunderclouds have their lightning. Nightingales have their song. And can't you see I want my life to be something more than long? Rivers belong where they can ramble. Eagles belong where they can fly. I've got to be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find my corner of the sky. To settle for something small, but I won't rest until I know I'll have it all. So don't ask me where I'm going, just listen, and when I've gone far away, you'll hear me singing softly to the dawn, to the dawn. Eagles belong where they can fly. I gotta be where my spirit can run free. Gotta find.